Sally Horner walked into the Woolworths on Broadway and Federal in Camden, New Jersey, to steal a 5-cent notebook. She'd been dared to by the clique of girls she desperately wanted to join. Sally had never stolen anything in her life. Usually, she went to that particular 5 and dime for school supplies and her favorite candy. The clique told her it would be easy. Nobody would suspect a girl like Sally, a 5th grade honor pupil and president of the Junior Red Cross Club at Northeast School, to be a thief. Despite her mounting dread at breaking the law, she believed them. She had no idea a simple act of shoplifting on a March afternoon in 1948 would destroy her life. Once inside Woolworth's, Sally reached for the first notebook she spied on the gleaming white nickel counter. She stuffed it into her bag and walked away, careful to look straight ahead to the exit door. Before she could cross the threshold to freedom, she felt a hand grab her arm. Sally looked up. A slender, hawk-faced man loomed above her, iron-gray hair underneath a wide-brimmed fedora, eyes shifting between blue and gray. A scar sliced his cheek by the right side of his nose, while his shirt collar shrouded another mark on his throat. The hand gripping Sally's arm bore the traces of an even older half-moon stamp forged by fire. Any adult would have sized him up as middle-aged. But to 10-year-old Sally, he looked positively ancient.
"I am an FBI agent," the man said to Sally, "and you are under arrest."
Sally did what many young girls would have done in a similar situation. She cried. She cowered. She felt immediately ashamed. The man's low voice and steely gaze froze her in place. He pointed across the way to City Hall, the tallest building in Camden.
"That's where girls like her would be dealt with," he said.
Sally didn't understand his meaning at first. Then he explained. To punish her for stealing, she would be sent to the reformatory. Sally didn't know that much about reform school, but what she knew was not good. She kept crying. Then his stern manner brightened. "It was a lucky break for a little girl like her," he said, "that he was the one who caught her and not some other FBI agent. If she agreed to report to him from time to time, he would let her go. Spare her the worst. Show some mercy." Sally stopped crying. He was going to let her go. She wouldn't have to call her mother from jail, her poor, overworked mother, Ella, still struggling with the consequences of the suicide of her alcoholic husband, Sally's father, 5 years earlier, still tethered to her seamstress job, which meant that Sally too often went home to an empty house after school. But she couldn't think about that. Not when she was about to escape real punishment. Any desire she felt about joining the girls' club fell away. Overcome by relief, she wouldn't face a much larger fear. Sally did not know the reprieve had an expiration date, one that would come due at any time without warning. Months passed without further word from the FBI man. As the spring of 1948 inched its way to summer, Sally finished up 5th grade at Northeast School. She kept up her marks and remained on the honor roll. She also stuck with the Junior Red Cross and continued to volunteer at local hospitals. Her homeroom teacher, Sarah Hanlon, singled Sally out as a perfectly lovely girl, a better-than-average pupil, intelligent and well-behaved. Sally had had a major escape. She must have been grateful for each successive day of freedom. The Camden of Sally's girlhood was far removed from the Camden of today. Emma DiRenzo, one of Sally's classmates, remembered it as a marvelous place to grow up in. "Everything about Camden back then was wonderful," she said. "When you tell people now, they look at you with big eyes." There were pep rallies at City Hall and social events at the YMCA. Girls jumped rope on the sidewalks, near houses adorned with marble steps. Camden residents took pride in their neighborhoods and communities, whether they were among the Italians in South Camden, the Irish in the city's north side,
The Germans in the East Side neighborhood of Kramer Hill